You're listening to SBS News.
It's not good wearing a blue helmet in Kivu today. Kivu is the easternmost part of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and it has been prey to violence going back to the 1990s. Militias, rebel groups, and the Congolese army itself have been fighting in the region endlessly. And the blue-geared soldiers of the UN peacekeeping mission in the Congo, the MONUSCO, now bear the blame. Protesters even attacked UN trucks and burnt them. One protester is Freddy Wakilongo, and he explains the meaning of this.
We are asking President Tshisekedi to help us to remove MONUSCO from here, and if our government isn't able to fight these rebels, give us weapons to fight them.
Anger is aimed at MONUSCO because it has been in Kivu since 1999 without any improvement to the situation. The Kivu Security Tracker, an organization that monitors violence in the area, reported 2 years ago that as many as 120 armed groups were active in the region. Filippo Grandi, UN High Commissioner for Refugees, says the humanitarian situation is catastrophic and has been for many years.
We are in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where brutal attacks, including revolting accounts of sexual violence against women, has added more than 200,000 people to the 5.5 million already displaced in the country.
One of the main armed groups goes by the moniker M23. It was notorious for its violence a decade ago, but finally surrendered in 2013, only to take up arms again last year and go back in the headlines in the DRC. M23 has always been said to be linked to the Republic of Rwanda, a much smaller country that lies just across the Congo's eastern border. It is headed by Paul Kagame, a strongman of the Tutsi ethnic group. For the Congolese, from the man in the street to the highest levels of power, Mr. Kagame's Rwanda is the culprit, arming a Tutsi-led M23 to pillage their land. Martin Fayulu, the main opposition politician in the DRC, comments.
The M23 are not rebels. Those guys are Rwandese from Rwanda, sent by President Kagame to destabilize Congo. And we have to stop saying that we have ethnic issues in Congo.
So if the UN forces withdraw, who will protect Congo from the likes of the M23? Kenya has stepped forward as the leader of the East African community to offer a Kenyan-led regional force. Kenyan President William Ruto explains.
It is our collective responsibility to keep our region and our continent safe, and it is our responsibility to confront criminals, terrorists, and all negative elements, including armed groups that terrorize our region.
The force will include 2 battalions from Uganda, 2 from Burundi, 1 from South Sudan, the 3 countries that form the community with Kenya and the DRC. Kenyan soldiers will be in charge of defending Goma, Kivu's largest town, which once fell to the M23. General Robert Kibochi, chief of the Kenya Defense Forces, says that's a scenario that no one wants to see happening again.
We will be going to Goma to start with. And then from there, as you know, the force headquarters, under the leadership of Major General Nyaga, is being headquartered there. It is a multinational headquarters with representation from all the countries participating.
General Kibochi hopes the East African troops will fare better than the UN forces.
Remember, DRC is a member of the East African community. We are very hopeful that they should be able to receive as well, because we are coming to help. We've never been there before as East Africa community, so hopefully they will accept us.
Rwanda keeps claiming it is unfairly blamed for the troubles. But Kivu is also home to extremely rich mineral resources that are exploited by the M23 and other groups through extreme violence. Murder, rape and mutilations are endemic to Congo, all used to oppress the population and plunder the area, according to Kinshasa, to the benefit of Rwanda. This is the situation in which Kenya and its partners are now getting themselves involved. Julien Heuillet, SBS News.